American banking system is safe. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who also says the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank is clearly a concern.
California's Department of Financial Protection shut down the bank Friday, sending shockwaves through global markets. And it appears the company may have seen this coming. Just before its collapse, SVB posted a financial crimes senior manager position on its website. The manager would assess potential risks posed by new clients.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Secretary Yellen offered a reassurance to SVB depositors, saying they don't have to worry about losing access to their money. More wet weather is on its way to California, where some neighborhoods are already underwater. Yesterday, a levee holding back the Pajaro River broke.
This is a particularly challenging situation where we can have repetitive flooding of the community.
Monterey County Communications Director Nick Pascali. On the East Coast, a nor'easter is taking shape.
We do have some snow coming. Not as much to the cities, but we have a nor'easter that's going to be brewing overnight tonight. It starts to get its act together and really kind of a Monday evening into Wednesday morning event where we'll see a lot of snow across interior sections. The ski resorts are going to be happy about this and snow lovers as well.
Fox chief meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. In the upper Midwest, a few blizzard warnings because of blowing snow. Pressure is mounting on President Biden to sign legislation that would declassify intelligence on the origins of COVID-19. On Friday, he said he hasn't decided, despite a unanimous push from Congress.
How could you not want to declassify that information? What are they trying to hide?
House Republican Carlos Jimenez. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
More than 20 years after a deadly bank robbery, police in California crack the case.
A joint investigation involving the FBI leading to the arrest of 55-year-old Kevin Ray James of San Bernardino. Two men dressed as construction workers holding up Western Financial Bank in Thousand Oaks on April 28, 1997. One of the robbers fatally shooting 39-year-old bank teller Monica Leach in the back of the head while handcuffing her. The suspects escaping on foot after crashing their getaway vehicle. Investigators employing improved DNA analysis in their search for the suspects. Authorities planning to provide details of the arrest this week. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Growing concern about the whereabouts of three women who left Texas for a flea market in Mexico.
None of them have been seen or heard from since February 24th, 2 weeks ago, the day they crossed into Mexico. And Penitas PD tells us their families right now are highly concerned that these women were potentially kidnapped somewhere in Mexico. The police department telling us they did notify the FBI. The FBI telling Fox News they are aware of these missing women. They're working the case, but they have no comment to offer right now. We're also told the women were last seen driving in a green 1996 Chevy Silverado with Texas plates.
Fox's Bill Malusian. The border policies of President Biden continue to be blasted by Republicans.
Customs and Border Patrol officers that are on the ground say that the Mexican cartel is totally in charge of the border and the border cities. They allow people to cross the border if they're getting paid or trading girls for sex trafficking, or they kill them.
Congresswoman Debbie Lesko. In May, numbers could surge at the border when a public health order expires. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.